Madaka. Again, you should buy these small animals. It means buy goats and sheep, because from that again you'll have the milk and you'll have the wool. Omer Rav Chisda, Madach said, what's supposed to say? V'yashtroi sonecho means shemaseros es baleim. Your tzayin, your sheep, makes the owner rich. From Rav Yechanan, kosa decharshin, you better have taken a glass of water that a kish of a magician touched. But v'lo kos the person, don't take a cup of lukewarm water. That's very dangerous. That's worse for you. Tahani min Roman said the kli matchas in the metal kli. Of a kli cheres an earthly kli, less than but then it doesn't bother you. Of a kli matchas, even the metal kli, namilo moronelo deloy shodi betziv, you didn't put any twigs in there, little pieces of wood. Of a shodi betziv, you put twigs inside, the less than but doesn't make a difference. And also the chila shod, even though you don't throw in tziva there, namilo moronelo deloy tzitz, if you didn't cook it up first. Avatis less than both. It was cooked up first, and then it became lukewarm. It doesn't bother you either. From Rabbi Yechanan, Mishen Yechle Aviv Moyes, a father leaves over money to his sons. So teaching us that do not do these things. And Veroitz Lavdim, you still want to lose your father's money. So if you still want to lose it, do this. Yilbosh Kli Pishtun, wear a flax clothing. Pishtamash Peklis Chuchas, and use a lot of glass. Dishes. No, kids, if they'll break and get dirty, you ruin it. The Yiska Perlim, and hire a lot of workers. The Ayeshevi Moyim, and don't sit with them, don't watch over them. So the other kids will rob everything you have. Yilbush Kli Pishtun, what does that mean to say? Bekitnu Remisa, means wear this type of flax. Rashi says it's very expensive. And Mustam will get dirty, you ruin it. The Yishtamas Beklis Chuchis, use a lot of glass. Means Bezgisa Chiyura, white type of glass. It's also very expensive, it's easy to break. You just lose your money. Now explain the Yiska problem and hire workers, Vayesh, don't sit with them, means Beturei, means hire a lot of oxes, the Nafesh Pisadayu, if you don't watch over the workers, they'll work with the oxes too much and they'll kill them. Like they'll overwork them and they won't take care of them and they'll just ruin them. So kids, that's the way of losing your money. So Mitch Mormon's teacher says, Adra, but don't do these things, watch your money. Zimnin Amulah Mishmedurav Asi, Zimnin Ravami. Zimnin Sons Amulah Mishmedurav Asi. Maidich, there was a Pesach say, Tayv Ish Choynin Omao V'yachalku Dvar B'mishpat. He said, everything he does righteous, he does gracious with his money, he does it B'mishpat. Therefore, he says that, Loilam Yoichalodim V'yishta Pachzi Mash Yeshloi. A person should eat and drink less than he could afford. But V'yilbosh V'yishchasu Mash Yeshloi. When he comes to clothe himself, to dress himself, he should dress according to how much he could afford. The way you could afford it, how much you could afford. But V'yichabadishtri should give respect to your wife. Obonav means dress them up nicely. More than you could afford. Spend more money on your wife than you could afford. Why shaint luyim boy? Because they rely upon you for their panosa. For who but you? Tluyim b'misham avoyelam. You're supposed to have bitachin. You're supposed to realize you're relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they don't have that much betrachin. They rely upon you. So if you're supposed to give them more. Rashi says, Chayv v'chayv v'chivon denitnu. Etosh, no, that's something else. Right. Almost with Dorosh of Ino, Apischa d'Verosh Glusa. Hashoch l'chol b'shal. Somebody shechs for a chayl on Shabbos. A chayl sheish po sakona. So you have a head to the shech the chicken from on Shabbos. So since you have a head to do it, the male chayav achasos, that's his chiddush. That since you like start the mitzvah, you could finish it off, and you can make kisa dam on Shabbos, even though it means you be mechal Shabbos, you have to touch muksum or crack the dirt there, or dig a ditch to do get the dirt. Still, he'll since the beginning of the mitzvah, the shchit is the Shabbos, even finish off the end of the shchit like this, the kisui, it's also the Shabbos. It's tremendous chiddush. For what's the Shabbos? Only the shchita, not the kisui. They said back to Mamaluhu Rabba Ishtumo Kama, like he's saying a terrible chiddush, something like to me, I have to wonder about this. Lishmatu liyamaroy minay. Like take away the interpreter. Don't let this be said over, it's not right. Like how can you say such a chiddush like this? Because the Tani would learn like this, that Rabbi Yasi says, Kvi ain't shech to noise biyontif, now let a shech the kvi a sofichai sofim on yontif. V'im shachatu, but if you do meiti shchita on Yom Tov, hadinu zei mechasnes doma, you know that I'm at kisya dam. And how do you know this? How does Rabbi Yosi know this? He says like this. Rabbi Yosi learns it out, a kal v'chayma. O ma mila, ma doch the mitzvahs mila, shadoicha shavade doicha Shabbos. avada mitzvahs mila is doicha Shabbos. Still the klal is ain sveiku doicha yomtiv. You have a sofik. Guy is born ben ashmoshes. So even though it comes out on yomtiv, the eighth day, but the sofik with this yomtiv achol, you can't make a mila on yomtiv. It is so kisa, the mitzvah kisa dam. Shein vade doicha Shabbos. Even in case you have a vade right to make a shchit on Shabbos. Now, avamino will soon be our case where you have a chol sheish pasakona. See, even though you have a right to make the shchit on Shabbos, still you have no right to make the kisui. It says clearly here you can't make the kisui on Shabbos. It is so in the din is in a swar to say shein tzveikah doch yomtiv that avad here by the shchit of a kvi, which is only a suffik or a mitzvah kisui adam, avad you can't do it on yomtiv. That's Reb Yosi's limud. But this omelah they said back to Reb Yosi, no, tkiya shayfa begvulin, tkiya shayfa blowing it begvulin. Rashi says, means the Gvulim is the Kaimler Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos, but Mikdash are taken of Lebe Medina. On Shabbos, they used to blow the Shayf only in the Beis Hamikdash itself, but not the Gvulim, not outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, it's Kiyah Shayf outside the Beis Hamikdash, or being approved to Chiyach. Shein Vadai Dricha Shabbos, that even though it's Vadai Shabbos, Vadai Rosh Hashanah, you do not blow the Shayf from Rosh Hashanah. Still a Sveika Dricha Yomtif. But a Sofet Dikadin is Doicha Yomtif. Rashi says it means Tumtum Vyadrubnis, Chayovim Demachuivim Kiyah Shayfa. Apropi, it's only a Sofet when it's an Isha, and maybe she's not Chayevis. You see, a person that has a Sofet Kiyah Shayfa could blow the Shayfa on Yomtif, on a Yomtif, and that's not Shabbos. Because even though Vada is not Doicha Shabbos, but a Sveika is Doicha Yomtif. So maybe a Sveika Kisadam should be Doicha Yomtif. On this Heshev Reb Leza Kappa Bribi, Leza Kappa Bribi, the older one, Rashi's Odom Godol, he gave a truth, he gave an answer like this on the Kavachayim to Reb Yosi. He answered back with this truth like this. Now, Reb Yosi's Kavachayim, you also had a tiny one, it's not a good Kavachayim. Ma'ala Mila Shkein Einon Heges Belaila, that Mila is not Noeg Belaila, only by Yoim. Therefore, Sophic Mila is not Deicha Yomtif. Belel Yom Tovim. But Yom HaBekisa, Mashreka, the Mitzvah Kisi Adam, Shanoig, Belel Yom Tovim, Negev, Belel Yom Tov also, maybe even the Sophic Kisi is Deicha Yomtif. So it wasn't a good Kavachayma. So Mor says, Omer Abba Rabbah said, Zeecha Menadvom, these are one of the things. Shomer Reb Chia, Ein Li Aleim Tshuva. Reb Chia says, I have no tshuva on this. Rashi says, Reb Chia, Oim Eshtohoy Yolem, Shum Tshuva Aleim. Vod Reb Yosi Chad Menayu. These are one of the Reb Yosi's Kavachayma. He has no pirchas on it. And Vod Ad Rabon, the Kiyah Shreifah, the Gvul and the Chiyach, he doesn't know that for a pircha. We'll soon explain why. Reb Abba said that what Reb Chia said, he has no pircha on this Kavachayma of Reb Yosi. But Vaishu Reb Leza Kappa Ribi the Shuva. But Reb Leza Kappa did give the Shuva back. This is just the less answer. That's a good pircha on the Kavachayma. So we'll soon be mad with what these pirchas are. But our kolpon must negate to us is katonim is what we learn over here, that kisui, shein vada doicha Shabbos, that a kisui, even with a vada mitzvah shchit on Shabbos, is not doicha, the kisui is not doicha. So my vada, what's the case of vada the kisui? The doicha Shabbos. Love isn't the case talking about hashrech the chol be Shabbos. If you shech for a chol on Shabbos, that you have had to the shech on Shabbos, still it's not doicha Shabbos. It's that the kisui is not doicha Shabbos. So you see, not like Ravina Darshant. So Mor says, no, Viduma maybe here means the Yovav Shochet. It's time a person did the Yev, it's time somebody did an Aver and Shechter on Shabbos, they're teaching you that the Kisa now is not the Echa Shabbos. But maybe if you have a mitzvah, maybe you would be allowed to. So Mor says, no, it says Dumi Demilo. Ma Mila Brishus, Al Kisa Nam Brishus. Talking about we did a Brishus, just like Mila is the Echa Shabbos. So you also talking about you had a case where it was the Echa Shabbos. So you see clearly, not like Ravina, that even though in the case you have a right to make a shechita on Shabbos with a chol sheish b'sakono, still you have no right to make the mitzvahs kisui adam. On this omelet they said back to him, Tkiya shoto b'gvul t'chiyach, shein vade d'ich Shabbos a'sveika d'ich yomtif. Now my sveik, what does sveik mean? You let me want to have me sveik chol sveik yomtif ashtu vade yomtif d'ich yishak v'chol chol boi. Alright, we'll stop here. We think we'll do this off again on the last on next tape. We'll stop this, do this less, we'll go up again. It's less part. We'll stop here. You were holding that pei hei yom aleph on top. In the middle of the shayla, that before Rabbi Yosi said that a kvi, that it's a sofik chai, a sofik behemah, you're not supposed to make the shchita on yomtiv. And if you do make a shchita on yomtiv, the loch was you're not mechas adamoi. And he said that's a kal v'chaymer. Rabbi Yosi made a kal v'chaymer to say the madoch mila, which a vada mila is doich Shabbos. Still a sofik mila is not doich yomtiv. You have a sofik what is born ben hashmoshes. If it's really Yom HaShmini or not. It's not Doich Yomtiv. So he says, Kisui, which Avadai Mitzvah Kisui is not Doich Shabbos, Ein Adin, isn't it fair to say that even a Suffolk Kisui is not Deich Yom Tov? That was Rabbi Yossi's limud, and before that's how we shlugged up Ravina to say that even in the case we have a right to make a shechita on Shabbos for a schedlish, a shpasakana, still there's no mitzvah kisi adam. Then the Chum is back to Rabbi Yossi to say that no, that Tchiyah Shofar is the Chiyach, that even though Tchiyah Shofar outside the Beis Hamikdash, which Avadai Tchiyah Shofar is not Deich Shabbos, but still a Sveiko is Deich Yom Tov. Now in the middle of the Shiloh, what do they mean to us? What do you mean, Matzveik? What does it mean to say a Suffolk, Tchiyah Shofar is Deich Yom Tov? So you said before, if you want to say it means Suffolk, what did you understand Suffolk is Choyal? Some more says, then the Churub Shita of Adit should be Deich, it's only Suffolk Yom Tov. So Elo, that's what we're holding now, on top of the Pei Hei and Aleph. Elo